This is a presentation of Dawnforge Productions.
You're listening to All Things Azeroth, episode 601, Not So Secret. Today's sponsor is Audible. Get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATABooks2018. That's bit.ly/ATABooks2018. Over 200,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. We're also sponsored by Funko, maker of the world's broadest selection of vinyl figures, from pops to dorbs, rides to mugs, and so much more. Check them out at bit.ly/FunkoATA2018.
Coming all the way from the exotic land known as Canada, buckle in for another episode of All Things Azeroth. Now presenting your hosts, the always stalwart and honorable Medros, a master of the fell and commander of demons, Fandeth, and everybody's favorite meat shield. Wait, meat shield? Who wrote this? I am not a tank. Ahem. The ever boastful warrior, Toasty, bringing you your news from the World of Warcraft. This is All Things Azeroth.
And welcome back to All Things Azeroth, your World of Warcraft podcast. I'm your host, Medros, and with me I have Toasty. How do you do, Toasty?
I'm confused is how I'm doing right now.
Why are you confused?
Because it's like 7 after 8, and we've started already.
What's wrong with that?
Well, yes, I'm aware that we advertise that we start at 8. The reality is, we usually start a little bit later.
So it's wrong that we're on time?
It feels wrong, but it's oh so right. I love it.
It's like it's dirty or something.
Confused, but okay.
So were we. I mean, so was Toasty.
Alright, and how you doing there, fan?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, I'm alive back home after a weekend trip to Saskatchewan for a friend's wedding or a co-worker's wedding. And yeah, we're all still alive and well. 6-hour drive. And Haley did better on the way back than on the way there. And at that point, we realized that we have to have somebody sitting in the back with her so that she doesn't think that she's all alone, because she was kind of sad, but we fixed it, so yeah.
Yeah, I was out westish as well a little bit. So how was your week in WoW?
My week in WoW, that's a good question. I don't know what I did. I'm sure I played a little bit. I don't know what I did. But it had to have been fun, I think. I'm really not sure, to be honest. That kind of sucks, but I'll try to do more this week, I think. Definitely. How was your week in WoW, Medros?
My week in WoW was pretty decent. Actually missed a couple of days. I was out of town from Wednesday on until last night at graduation out in rural Manitoba. And staying with the in-laws. So, yeah, it was very interesting. I did not get as much WoW time as I would like. I actually missed a couple of days completely for my every 18 hours doing a world quest thing. Just because of, you know, getting home at like 4 in the morning and then getting up at like noon. And going out to do more stuff and just visiting friends and family. It was quite a busy time. And WoW, in those periods, was not the priority. But when I did have time, I did try and maximize it, making sure I got my profession world quest that I could get done, and further preparing to move into the Battle for Azeroth period that's coming sooner rather than later.
So what was the... Sorry, keep going.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, what was the graduation song this year?
Graduation song?
Yeah, there's like a graduation song every year, and it's going to be different all the time. Like, I'm not sure I don't think it was the year I graduated, but maybe it was the year before or the year after. It was that Vitamin C song, Graduation.
I was going to say, for my junior high year, that was literally my graduation song. The graduation song.
There was no song that I could identify.
Oh, well. Maybe you're just old-fashioned. Out of date. Out of touch.
For high school, because I went to school with a bunch of suburban white kids. We used Green Day, Good Riddance, because of course we did. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love me some Green Day, but how cliche can you get?
Yeah.
Very cliche. Very, very cliche.
I just did a search on Google for graduation song, and it shows Graduation, Friends Forever, Vitamin C, Good Riddance, Time of Your Life, Green Day, See You Again, Wiz Khalifa, Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield, Breakaway, Kelly Clarkson, End of the Road, Boys to Men, Goodbye, Spice Girls, Rivers and Roads, The Head of and the Heart. So that's some ideas of what past graduation songs have been.
Yeah, all those, I believe, 100%.
Yeah, this was a very small graduating class. There was 8 kids. Very, very, very different grad than I am used to from the city.
Wow, 8 people?
Yes.
I thought I had a small graduating class because I only had like 120-ish.
Well, Dauphin usually has about 120, I'm told. But Gilbert Plains, where this was, is a very, very small school in a very small town. Yeah, there was 8 grads, several who had been in that year previously had gone to Dauphin for a variety of reasons, such as wanting a certain trade skill training or something like that, which can be provided by such a small school. But overall, it was interesting. They had the dinner, then the graduation ceremony, then the party, which really threw me off, because every grad I've ever gone to, the grad ceremony was in the afternoon, then you got pictures in your gown with your family and all that stuff, and then you did the dinner and dance and all that stuff. As well, since the graduating class was so small, every grad had like 15 invites to the grad party. So pretty much the entire school came. Pretty much the entire grade 9 through 12 school was at the grad party.
Oh.
Yeah. So it was interesting. Like, basically anybody over 18 got a ban saying they were allowed to buy alcohol, and nobody else could. That did not mean they were the only ones who were drinking, because there were several people who were drunk, who were absolutely not 18, but that's Romantoa for you, I'm told.
Hell, that's just a grad for you. That definitely happened at my grad.
Yep.
At all the grads I was involved in, if you were found to be inebriated and not 18, you were kicked out right away.
Yeah, my date was definitely 16, and she was hammered right with me. It was great.
Yeah. Maybe it was just me then, I guess. Sorry, but
never mind, not important.
Alright. It was an interesting weekend. We were there running the games for the grad, and very, very few people actually participated in that part of it. I guess they all had better things to do, which is fine. And then we left it just before 3, because the party was starting to wind down. So we just we headed home, because it was like a half-hour drive from there to Dauphin, so... Yeah, and then, like, we had earlier in the day, we had pictures, and that was interesting. I got the opportunity to take a lot more closer to formal pictures than I've taken before, and that was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that. But now I need to figure out how to edit and sort them, because my computer isn't working, so...
You can do that on Mac, though, can't you?
My Mac is not used for that.
Oh.
I don't even know how I get the pictures onto the Mac at this point.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, the Mac doesn't have a card reader.
Oh.
But we'll see. I'll figure that out. Got some WoW in here and there. Did go through a round of the Command Center when it came up while I was up there. And, tried to keep up on stuff. Didn't do a whole lot outside of the normal stuff, though, so email them to yourself. I took about 25 gigs of pictures. I don't believe my email provider will handle that much pictures. But, yeah, we'll see. That'd be a probably a good plan, Lagerwolf. But, Toasty, how was your week in WoW?
It was pretty eventful, actually. I spent a good chunk of the weekend playing WoW. And a lot of it was on my warrior, which was a nice change of pace, because I've been spending so much time leveling alts lately. It was nice to get some time into my warrior. So, on Saturday, I think it was, somebody posted on the WoW subreddit that the Arcanite Ripper artifact skin was available. So I went and got that, so I have that now. I was expecting a much more involved quest line than it turned out to be. Yeah, the big axe thing.
Okay. I'm thinking the guitar, like there's a weapon that came out during Hallow's End 1 year.
Right.
And if you killed a certain mob in Karazhan, they dropped the weapon. And if you used it, it turned you into the guitarist from the in-game guitarist from Elite Torn Chieftains.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I remember
playing the Arcanite Ripper instead of the Arcanite Reaper. So
that skin was available, and like I said, the quest to get it was super underwhelming. Talked about battling a fierce warrior, which turned out to be Sourfang, as expected, because it's Sourfang. So I got the quest from the dude near the place where I changed my artifact appearances. Told me to look for a legendary warrior. I mean, I looked it up on WoWhead, so I already knew who I was looking for. So I take the jump back down to Dalaran, and he's right there. Just literally in front of the glowy ring the warriors use to jump up to their order hall. Like, oh, okay. That was easy. So I talked to him. He said, we got a duel. All right, let's duel. So we go up back to our order hall to duel. Maybe 20 seconds later, I've got my skin. Super underwhelming.
So were you expecting it to be like the Mage Tower, or...?
No, not necessarily the Mage Tower, but...
Why didn't you take your sword off or something? It would have been more challenging, because you're outgear him.
Honestly, even if I didn't outgear him, that fight was stupid easy.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what I would have done to make it more interesting, but I feel like getting that skin should have been more than talking to two different NPCs and taking a portal up and down. And then one fight. Maybe a bit of a chain would have been nice. Like, the Fury one that you have to go to... There are three different NPCs you need to kill. Is it three? Get the two dragons and Skull Vault. So yeah, three. But one of them is locked in a dungeon. So, you know, there's at least a little bit of a challenge there. Not much at this point, but it's still a challenge. The other two were world bosses. Like, I don't know what I would have done to make it more engaging, but as it is right now, it is not engaging at all. So after I did that, I went around and did some farming of old instances, trying to get either old mounts or certain transmogs. So I went to Siege of Orgrimmar, tried for the Tusks of Mannoroth, did not succeed. But I was finally able to solo Gallagrass, which was nice.
Which fight is that?
It's the fight with the towers.
Oh, okay.
Turns out it's stupid easy now.
Hmm.
Like, the most difficult part of trying to solo that was, for some reason, when I was shooting the cannons, the reticle for aiming was acting all funky. So, it was hard to actually hit her. Plus, I overcomplicated it by shooting from one tower, jumping down, going to the other tower, trying to shoot from the other tower.
Okay.
Turns out that is not at all required.
Oh, you can just keep shooting from the same tower?
Yep.
Mm.
And I also didn't realize that the towers had become available at one point.
Oh.
So I was definitely fighting down there for longer than I needed to. But got it done, and that was the hardest. Not hardest, it was just most tedious part of farming Siege of Orgrimmar now.
It's like the chess of Siege.
Yeah. And really, it was only that tedious because I forgot the towers opened up.
Yeah.
And I could just shoot them from one tower. You still have to kill the captains on both towers. But once you kill the captains on both towers, you can just shoot her twice from the same tower. Also, I think they fixed they did something with the way the NPC's health is managed in, like, for Jaina and Varian and all those other Alliance leaders that are down there.
Yeah.
Because they barely took any damage. I definitely just ignored them after the towers went down, or after the towers became available.
Maybe it scales based on your health?
Maybe. I didn't pay too much attention to their actual health pools. I just saw a percentage. I'm like, okay, fine. They're still alive. I'm going to continue ignoring them. So yeah, did Siege. Didn't get anything I wanted. Like, literally nothing. Didn't even get any good-looking plate gear that I didn't already have. So that sucked. And then I did Sword of the Four Winds. And I did Dungeon in Deepholm that also drops no Drake. I forget the name of it now. Whatever, not important. It's the one dungeon down there.
Yeah, no, I know which one you're talking about. I can't remember its name for the life of me either. Yeah.
And the dungeon name is blanking on me now. Where I can get ashes.
Oh, I was going to say Molten Core, but no. Oh, the ashes at Sunwell. No.
No, that's not Sunwell. Tempest Keep?
Yes.
Yes. I did that, and yeah, nothing. So I did a whole bunch of old content farming for rares and other crap like that, and got literally nothing.
Liger, when he said ashes, I was thinking of the one from the Molten Front, the mount that you can get from the Molten Front. That's why I said that, the flame mount. Or not Molten Front, but Firelands. Jeez, I'm so dumb with names. But that's kind of what I was thinking.
So yeah, that was my week. I did lots. I accomplished the one thing. And it wasn't even that hard of a thing to accomplish. So could have been more exciting. But I played a lot.
Yeah, it sounds like you had a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah, I didn't even play Overwatch that much. The most I played it was yesterday, just to get all my wins, to get all my loot crates. And I cranked that out in like an hour. But yeah, a lot of WoW time this week, which was nice.
That's always good.
Yeah, getting used to my new keybind still. Oh man, that's the worst. That was the downside of having all your abilities bound to a specific mouse, is when you switch off that mouse, it takes a long time to relearn. I've had this mouse for, I want to say, 3 months, and I still miss key consistently. Like, okay, I'm going to go use my potion. Oh, no, wait, that was my artifact ability. Okay, I'm going to use my artifact ability. Nope, that was on my cooldowns. Yep, that sucked.
Well, I guess we should move on to our next sponsor. But first, we want to make sure everyone is aware there will be no episode next week due to the holiday here in Canada. We're going to take the Monday off since it's not technically the holiday, but we're going to take that off as a holiday anyway. So we will be back on the 9th. So enjoy your 4th of July, my American friends.
We'll enjoy our Canada Day.
Indeed. Yay.
And residual partying from my birthday, because my birthday's on Friday.
Indeed.
The whopping.
So where's the party?
3-5.
So were we going for the party?
Yeah. Totally. I'm probably gonna just go to sleep. I'll be tired.
I can imagine that.
Getting old?
That's right. Having a small child definitely aids in me getting tired earlier as well.
I'm familiar with that feeling. Anyway, we're talking about a sponsor, right?
Yeah, so our new sponsor is, of course, the great folks over at Funko. If you haven't heard of them by name, you've definitely seen their products. They make collectible vinyl figures from a bunch of Blizzard games universes, from Warcraft to Overwatch, Heroes to Diablo, and even more from outside of the Blizzardverse like Firefly, Sherlock, and Game of Thrones. You can get lots of different games, lots of different products, universes. It's crazy, crazy stuff. We'd like to highlight a Funko Pop each week, and this week we're going to highlight another one from the Lost Boys. This week we're going to do Jason Patrick's character, which is the brother of Corey Haim's character from last week that we covered. So this is Michael Emerson, and it's a really fun series of Funko Pops. I'm really looking forward to getting to the vampires, which will be starting up next week, I think. It's a fun movie. It's a cool series of pops. So definitely check it out. If you want to check this Funko Pop or any others, go to bit.ly/FunkoATA2018. You can check out their online shop and use Shop10 to save 10% off your entire purchase. That's bit.ly/FunkoATA2018 and use Shop10 to save 10%. And we want to thank Funko for sponsoring the show. All right, so what's coming up in the wild this week?
Well, I just had a thought that since we're not doing a show next week, maybe I should talk about next week's stuff as well, which I did not write down. Anyways, while I load up WoW, just to get this figured out, we have this coming week is the Arena Skirmish bonus event. And that's going to be from June 26th to July 2nd. Also going to have the PvP Brawl Packed House. Not done that yet. Every time it comes up, I'm like, oh, hey, that'd be interesting. Nope, haven't done it. Another thing ongoing right now is the Midsummer Fire Festival. That started on June 21st, and that's going to go to July 5th at 10 a.m. Basically, there's going to be fireworks spectacular on July 4th, because, hey, you know, America Day, I mean, Freedom Day, I mean, Independence Day, we don't have that in Canada, so words are hard sometimes. Also, since next Sunday is July 1st, the Dark Moon Fair is going to start up, so that's going to be from July 1st to the 7th. And I did that too fast, and my WoW didn't load, so that's pretty much it for this week in WoW. Maybe next time on... When did you say we're back? On the 10th? I'll do the This Month in WoW on the 10th.
Is it the 9th?
9th?
Yes, 9th.
That's what I said.
It's the 10th.
You said 10th.
Well, I was just repeating what somebody else told me.
I don't know who that person was, but they're wrong.
Okay, Medros, move on and save me before... Because I'm just killing time.
Okay, so we had talked about changes to the Armory app. The auction stuff had been disabled, I think a month or two ago, maybe. Blizzard has advised that the entire Armory app itself will be discontinued on July 11th. Now, they have said that the WoW Legion Companion app will be renamed to WoW Companion app. And some of the features from the Armory app will be moved into this new companion app. We don't have any idea what that's going to look like yet, but I'm glad to see that some aspects of the Armory app will still live on. Just have to wait and see how that actually looks in the long term, versus what we've had so far, which is a lot of uncertainty on that regard.
Which aspect do you think they're going to bring into the new companion app?
I think the guild chat is probably going to come in, but I would be honest, other than the auction stuff, which I don't think is going to come in, since they have actually said that they are discontinuing that aspect, I don't know what else they could bring in that would be of use. I honestly only ever use the auction house stuff, and since it is discontinued, I haven't even really opened the app. So, unless they are going to bring back the auction stuff, I don't really see... what like, you can browse items that you have, items that are available, but, like, there's not a lot you can do here. You can guild chat, you can guild manage, I think.
Can you see achievements on there?
Like, your character's achievements?
Yeah.
You can see guild achievements, but I don't... Let's see, guild... My character's... Let's check this. Let's check this character's profile.
I think I actually deleted that app because I never use it.
Yep, yeah, I already know why I didn't.
You, activity feed, talents, professions, reputations, achievements, events, PvP, and guild.
Basically all stuff that I can do from my... from, like, a browser.
Yeah, just to kind of give people information since... we don't really have that information currently in the show notes. While we are going to be off the Stranglethorn fishing extravaganza will begin and end on the 1st. Dark Moon Fair will begin on the 1st. On the 4th of July, of course, is the Fireworks Spectacular, and the December Fire Festival will end, and Dark Moon Fair will end. So, if you want Dark Moon Fair...
I said that already.
Yeah, that's all the stuff you said.
Well, fine then.
The only thing I didn't say, the only thing I missed, and I logged into WoW just to get it, was the World Quest bonus event going to be from July 3rd to the 9th. But I was able to get it, just a little late, but you know, hey, that happens.
Okay. But thank yeah, there's, there is unfortunately, I mean, the only thing I see them bringing in is character profiles and guild stuff. It's not really, there's not really much else that can be brought in. Because the auction house stuff is dead. Yeah, it's just basically characters. There's a talent calculator that you can look at if you want to plan out your talents, I guess.
Which was probably more relevant before the talent trees were removed.
Yeah. Yeah, there's really not... Like, I don't know what they can bring in, and I'm very curious to see how it's going to work after this is done, because the only, like I said, the only thing I used the armory app for before was the auction stuff, and I don't think they're bringing that back.
Just sounds like another app I'm gonna have on my phone but never open.
Yeah,
the thing that they might bring into the companion app is for like the new companion stuff, but that's really it. They wouldn't bring in the old garrison stuff because that doesn't make sense because it's dead. Not dead, but you know, it's old. And I wonder if they'll change the current companion stuff to the new stuff and just retire the old stuff.
I don't know, honestly. I mean, as it stands right now, I don't use the Legion companion app.
Yeah.
Although it'd be smart if it was, if I have a character of level to keep that up until my character goes to the next level where he unlocks the new stuff. And that's just a simple flag. I know coding.
Just a feature flag, right?
Close.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I assume the companion app will be updated before the armory app is dead. That would be the logical thing to do. However, that has not always proven to be the case when it comes to Blizzard's mobile side, so...
You know,
we shall see what happens.
If one dies and the other one isn't ready yet, we're all okay. We'll live. Just log into WoW and play WoW. You'll be fine. So, another thing that came up, I guess this week, is a change for character service prices for Australians. And it's interesting reading some of these prices here. I was talking to Toasty earlier today, where I always thought that Australian dollars were way higher than Canadian dollars, but I looked on Google and the Australian dollar is pretty much the same as Canadian dollar as of when I looked this afternoon. It was like 0.99 cents per dollar. So the Aussie dollar is 74 cents US. But some of these things, like the character transfers, $34 Australian dollars, whereas it's only 24 Canadian dollars. So I don't know. I don't get these discrepancies. Like, some things are just feel like way higher than what I feel like they should be.
Yeah, one person I know online basically said that it felt like Blizzard was applying the overseas delivery price increase that they have over in Australia to digital services.
That's
nuts. Because a lot of times it costs a lot more for stuff in Australia due to the sheer cost of transporting something from Europe or America to Australia. Much like it costs a lot for something going up north in Canada because of the cost of delivering it to that rural area. But that shouldn't be the case when it comes to a digital service provided over the internet.
These prices change effective June 26th, Australian Eastern Standard Time, I guess. And I'm pretty sure that's already in effect because Australian time is ahead of us. Like, a day ahead of us, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe it costs a lot to be in the future. I don't know.
Although, another thing to note is the WoW token price did not change. There's no change in that. I don't know what That's it is good. Now, but...
I'm going to guess too much.
Wow, some of these prices are just... Wow!
Right? I could go... Like, I looked through a couple of the changes, and I'm like, oh, that's not similar to us. That's, like, quite higher. And, yeah, I don't really agree with it.
I look to see Blizzard's logic for this. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I don't know that it ever will make sense to me, but it really isn't making sense to me right now.
I mean, I was just thinking, I mean, maybe they're... determine these prices based on the historical average. Yeah, the Australian dollar is like 99 cents right now. I don't know how it's done historically.
Yeah.
Maybe it's more indicative of what these prices are. I can't work out the math in my head whether it would be lower or higher. I'm pretty sure lower. I don't know. But yeah, like, just as an ignorant Canadian looking at these prices, and that all seems crazy. I mean, $80 for a character boost? What does it cost for us? Like, $60? It's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy for sure. I'm not sure I understand that. Again, I'd like to get some information from Blizzard on the logic behind this, because the prices of these services, I feel, based on the fact that they are 100% purely a digital product, should be the equivalent of Canadian, since our dollar is equivalent to theirs. We pay $63 for the FA. I think they're paying more for character services. We pay... and find what the price on the services is. Yeah, like a character transfer for us is currently 32. Theirs is going to be 34. A boost is... Actually, you can't see the price of a boost.
Not unless you're in the game.
Yeah. But the prices should be equivalent to what ours are, since our dollars seem to be usually about equivalent to each other in the American equivalent.
Just looking at the five-year chart, the low was 91.7, the high was 103.3, and that's, I think, Australian dollars for one Canadian dollar, or maybe it's the other way around, but anyways, I mean, a couple of cents, maybe up to 10 cents difference sway between over the past 5 years. 10 years, it changes a little bit more because, like, 2009 and earlier, money was a little wonkier. But even then, like, still looking at 98.5 to... Oh, wait. 107.4 to 75.1. So that's a bigger sway, but that's, like, looking back to 2008. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean... The prices for the digital content for Blizzard is one of the things that I've never been a fan of, because they feel most of the digital stuff feels like it's priced higher than it should be. I mean, the biggest comparison that the most relevant comparison I can think of, as far as our digital products go, would be between League of Legends and Heroes of the Storm, where Heroes of the Storm, a skin or a hero can cost quite a bit, and they've converted to gems since then, so it's even harder to determine how much money it's actually costing. But I vividly remember some mounts being like $20, and some of the heroes being 10 to 15. And compared to what League does for their heroes and skins and all that, that's a decent amount higher. Yeah, the digital stuff, just the pricing of their digital stuff has always bothered me. That hasn't stopped me from giving them money. Because, although, I have a problem.
If you look at the WoW sub, like, when we switched from paying US dollar to Canadian dollar, I kind of looked at the comparison, and it seemed very, very similar. Just like month to month.
Yeah, and I mean, and that is one thing I'll give them. I mean, the price for the subscription hasn't changed.
Yeah,
it's the same one. It's the same price that it has been since vanilla.
Yeah, that's true.
It's their other digital content that gives me pause sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, very briefly, because we know me. Like, I will look at it and be like, huh. And then I'll give them money anyway. Because reality is, like, Blizzard's the only game I'm spending money on regularly, so I don't mind throwing extra money at it. But yeah. I don't know, that's just my thought. That's about it for stuff that's happening, like, right now.
Right meow?
Right meow. But there's a lot of stuff that's been going on in both the beta and the PTR. Some of which is very interesting. One thing I'm liking, you know how whenever there's data mining going on, especially previously, there'd be like two or three or four different colors of raid gear?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe one or two of them get used? Well, looks like a lot of the unused tints from previous expansions are getting added into Battle for Azeroth as BOEs.
What?
Which is really good.
That's pretty really cool.
Yeah, the one I'm looking forward to the most, obviously, is the initial tier from Cataclysm, the warrior tier set. Because there was the green set, and I think they had a red set, but there's a purple set that they never put out, and I remember very distinctly that I wanted that purple one specifically because I looked the coolest.
Is that the Twilight Dragon one?
No, it's the one where you kind of look like a rock elemental.
Oh,
Where is it? Yeah, it's like, okay, so it's not purple.
Oh, okay, it's basically a liar. Yeah,
yeah,
okay, I get it.
It's like a reddish green, and the crystals are green kind of color, but it looks freaking cool and I want it. I'm pasting it in the Discord right now.
Yeah, that couldn't be further from purple, dude.
Yeah, I know. You know, I'll probably even the paladin recolor, because like, there's the paladin tier from Firelands that also looks really cool. And admittedly, I use the Firelands tier for transmog occasionally, but this blue color was never used, and that one's really cool. It doesn't look very paladin-y.
No.
Which just makes me want it more.
It looks more magey to me.
Yeah.
The dress and all.
But plate skirts are the paladin thing.
Yeah, it's true.
Not my paladin. My paladin wears pants.
But, like, a bunch of paladin tiers are just plate skirts.
Yes, and they are ugly and disgusting.
What?
And stupid.
What? Isn't, like, the paladin tier, like, the one paladin tier that people think of a lot, isn't that a plate skirt?
So, all of these BOEs are available for any class?
It looks that way.
Wow. That's kind of neat. That's like, that's a moneymaker right there. Because they're all green. Green BOEs.
And I was right. Medros, the iconic Paladin tier set. The one everybody thinks of when they think of Paladin transmog. Judgment is a plate skirt.
Don't like it.
And you're saying that... What? Even I like that set.
He doesn't like it because you like it.
I like Purple Judgment better.
I'll be honest, though. The one that I like the most is probably Classic Tier 1, I would say, of all of them. Like, assuming that I can't have the one I want, that's the, like, the Tier 1 is what I want.
So, wow. Like, this is amazing. This is, like, moneymaker all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Like, save all of your greens and just throw them in the auction house and you'll make a killing because there'll be people looking for these sets.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
And don't do it, like, just a little bit above whatever the vendor sell price is, but actually, you could sell things for a lot.
Oh, there's a recolor of the Shaman tier set from Dragon Soul. Oh, I love that. That's my favorite Shaman set. Oh, it's so good. And then remember that ugly Murloc Hunter set from the first tier of Cataclysm?
Nope, I forgot it. Nobody wants to remember that.
There's a recolor of it, which actually looks really good. I might want that. It's male, so like I probably won't ever find a need for it.
Cool, I definitely see this edition being very profitable.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely gonna be looking at more auctioning in the new expansion, I think, if I can find some of that stuff.
I always save my greens and try to list them on the auction house. And sometimes they sell for cheap. A lot of times they sell for a lot. I've made some good bank off of that stuff.
I do understand that I'm weird. I have not liked any of the tier sets for Paladins that do not have just a normal chest piece and pants.
Go for the Warrior sets, eh? I get you.
Not really looked into the Warrior sets. Too often the shoulders just are too garish for me.
I won't lie, that's true. But isn't that the case for literally every shoulder piece in World of Warcraft?
Yes. That is why I generally don't have shoulders on. I generally have very, very plain shoulders.
Oh, I bet you loved it when they introduced that shoulderless option in Legion. Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, there are legitimately some good transmogs that don't utilize shoulder pieces. For most of Legion, I didn't have shoulders showing. I really liked the shoulderless look for my warrior. It looked really badass.
See, I never take the time to hide any of those slots. I don't even care.
Oh man! Every time I hide my helm, I hide my cloak. And depending on the transmog, I hide my shoulders.
If they had a decent plate hat that was the style I want, I would absolutely transmog to that, but I usually go helmless. In general, I feel the shoulders are, let's face it, unrealistic. If I'm trying to swing a weapon, most of those shoulders are going to be stabbing me in the head.
I think we need to remember that realism is not a huge priority in World of Warcraft.
Oh, I understand that. Not a huge fan of most of the shoulders. So I generally have either no shoulders showing or I have very minimal, very basic shoulders.
That's fair.
And I understand that many people find that some of the sets that I don't like are perfect.
Like Judgment?
Yes. Yes, like Judgment.
Well, okay, so we get all these fancy transmog armor sets coming in, and it's great because some of them are recolors that a lot of people have been wanting. I've been wanting a more higher resolution version of Tibu's flaming, or Tibu's blazing longsword. Because, well, yeah, it's cool. You know, you basically got a lightsaber thing, right? That's what it was. That's why people wanted it. Because it looked like a freaking lightsaber. It, like, the actual blade portion of it left something to be desired. Thankfully, in Battle for Azeroth, we're getting a higher definition version of this, of Tibu's Blazing Longsword, called Tibu's Scorching Straight Sword. And it looks fantastic, guys. The only downside to this is that it's a one-handed weapon. So I'm hoping they give the two-handed version, because there is a two-handed lightsaber-ish, like, lightsaber model available from Nomragon, is where I got it.
Oh.
And it's blue. So hopefully now that they're doing this with Tibu, they do that with the other ones and give higher resolution models of those ones as well. Because what they did with Tibu, I mean, it looks really good.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool if you're into that sort of thing. I like my
staves would be the correct one.
Staffelies.
So yeah, give me a blue, or a purple, or a red two-handed version, and I'll be happy, Blizz.
Of course you want blue, Mr. Alliance.
I'll also take purple.
Because it's epic, right? Right?
I just like the color purple.
Oh, okay. That's allowed.
I'm not going to lie, one of the reasons I chose to support the LA Gladiators in the Overwatch League is because it was the purple team. What cemented that for me was they have a Canadian on their team.
Good call.
They also added a few more items. They've added some Horde and Alliance themed capes and tabards, which look really good.
These are pretty cool, yeah.
What I like about the Horde and the Alliance tabards is, like, I don't know, for some reason I like that they don't have the faction symbol on it.
Oh, yeah.
It's just the...
the colors.
Colors for the faction.
Yeah. I like that. That's cool.
And they got, like, a weird fur trim on it, too, I'm just noticing. And that's not just on the capes, they got it on the tabards as well. That's kind of cool, actually. Oh... like that. Okay. What else came in the beta and PTR?
BOE items. BOE epic items as well. And some of them are named after certain people. Certain Blizzard employees, for one. After their Twitter handles. And then there's a whole stack of other ones. I don't know if those are... who they are, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't recognize any names there.
No.
But they've also added, and this is, I have thoughts about this stuff being in there already, but you know all those secrets that we've had throughout Legion?
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole bunch of them in Battle for Azeroth. There's at least three, because they found them already.
Wow.
Yeah, so there is a Gem of Acquiescence. So that just, I think it puts a void creature on your head.
Yeah.
And there are tentacles all over your screen. The effect looks really cool. It appears that there are also two pets. There is a wicker pup, which I want. I just want all the wicker things. And a pet pig. Not going to go into how you acquire these items, because that will take a while. But Wowhead has guides written up for those already. Now, I'm curious, what do you guys think about the secrets being added in already?
Who was it that was talking about it? Oh, Muffinus. Said one of X or one of ? Secrets found, and right. So now there's three of ? Secrets found. There could be hundreds of secrets, and like these could just be like the easy ones. and there could be way, way, way more that... You know, the other thing is that BFA is... It's not too far around the corner, really. I mean, month and a half? Yeah. So... Yeah. And then there's a whole community to look for these things, so...
Right.
I don't know. I guess they could obscure things a little bit more, but...
Yeah, that's my thinking, honestly. I mean...
But who knows how many there is, like...
Yeah, but I mean, like, this stuff... I like having this stuff happen... Like, I enjoyed the... Just watching it all unfold... In live.
Yeah.
And having it come out in beta... Like, I don't know the situation behind how these were discovered. I just know that they were discovered. I don't know. With so many things going horrifically wrong in beta occasionally, the pessimist in me says, oh, maybe something was weird and bugged out and it was... Something was showing when it shouldn't have been.
Mm.
But, I don't know. I understand the need to make sure that stuff's not... That specific stuff isn't broken. Because it would suck having these secrets in live. Like, oh, wait, I can't actually interact with this item and I'm supposed to be able to. Or I pick this up and four other things just don't show up anymore.
Yeah.
Something like that. It feels odd to be fighting these things now as opposed to in live. But that might also be because in Legion, that's where we discovered it. But yeah. We didn't really know to look for them before that. Right?
Yeah.
I think so. I don't remember this kind of stuff happening before in the past, no?
I don't remember it during the Legion beta or alpha. So, I don't know. Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe that just feels weird to me because it's the first opportunity they've had to discover it pre-live. Other things that have come in the PTR/beta, we've got the loading screen for Battle for Azeroth, and oh my god, that looks fantastic.
Yeah.
And someone was very quick to point out in the rWoW subreddit, nice little shout out to the Warcraft 3 landing page, or opening screen, you know what I mean.
Oh.
When you open the game... It's very similar.
Okay. I didn't know that. I haven't opened Warcraft 3 in forever. I don't even have it. I've seen it before, but...
But yeah, that loading screen looks fantastic. Got both the Horde and Alliance banners. Obvious battlefield. And we got Lordaeron in the background with the sun shining from behind it, or sun explosion, something is shining behind it, and it looks freaking cool.
Yeah.
I want that as a desktop.
Huh. Yeah, I think that's cool. The end of post-battle of Lordaeron, and that's exciting. I like that. I really like that little screen.
Speaking of ruins of faction cities, the Horde quest line going into the burning of Teldrassil has been made available in the 8.0 PTR. So if you're interested at all in seeing what unfolds in that story and how they get to that point, WoWhead has done a good little write-up there, and there's a video of it, too. Of part one, anyway.
Yeah. I watched some of it, and then I kind of just fast-forwarded through it a bunch. But interesting, at the bottom of this article is content speculation about possibility of world quests being available in the Darkshore area. So I wonder if other places are going to have world quests unlocked in, like, Old World. That's neat.
if there are any few places where that would happen, would probably be Teldris, like Darkshore, and the zone where Lordaeron is now. Oh, what's the name of that zone?
Silver Pine? No.
Is it WPL? Tearsfall,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that could be that could be interesting. Just escalating the war efforts.
I wonder if there would be world quests to like defend your area as well, or if it's just world quests for attacking.
Now the way this looks is Teldris is happening pre BFA.
Yeah.
So the world quests in Darkshore can be dealing with the aftermath. And if they choose to do world quest in Tearsfall, the world quest there can be dealing with the events beforehand. Mm. Either building up the attack or defending small skirmishes, stuff like that. That could be cool. Especially if I could use that to level up alts.
Yes, that would be fabulous. I would try to level up all the alts. Because I miss not having all my alts at max level. And it was so easy to... not max level, but like pre-patch max level.
Yeah.
Pre-expansion max level is what I meant.
One other thing that showed up in the beta, and this is going to make some people angry anyway. So previously you were able to purchase three bonus rolls a week for a moderate price. Started at 1,000 gold and it jumped up from there, or started at small amount of resource depending on the option you chose and built up from there. And you could do up to three of them. Going like four in Battle for Azeroth, you're only going to be able to purchase two bonus rolls a week, and they are going to be more expensive. I don't think there was any indication that the total amount that you could hold on to. It did. So you can buy two a week, but you can only carry five of these bonus rolls as opposed to six from Legion.
Ooh, that's weird.
Yeah. Huh. Not sure of the logic behind that. I'm sure they've got their reason.
Well, as far as only being able to buy two, it sounds like it's maybe to slow down people gearing up for raids. Like, mostly for the high-end raiders to, like, oh, you have all these bonus rolls, you have to use them on this, this, and this.
Mm-hmm.
Until you get it. And then that also helps with filtering stuff, or filtering gear to other players, because if you bonus roll and you get something, then they don't have to give it to you for the normal. So
The Legion price for the first two tokens was as follows. You get pay either five for the first coin, you're paying five marks of honor, then you're paying 10 for the second, then 1,000 gold, then 2,000 gold, then 1,000 order resources to 2,000 order resources. In Battle for Azeroth, you're paying 10 marks of honor, and then 25 marks of honor. Then it's 2,000 gold and 5,000 gold. Now, this is where the comparison's a little hard to draw, because the acquisition of these resources is different than the Order Hall resources, but it's 200 war resources and then 500 war resources. But based on...
And for the gold, I think the third one in Legion was 5,000, so
right. That's
comparable to the high end to the second one for the BFA. So basically, they just chopped off the first tier and they've gone straight to second and third tier ones.
Looks that way. So yeah, that kind of sucks, but I mean, it's not going to be relevant for me because I'm not raiding.
Well, you might do LFR or something.
That's true.
Or you might do dungeons, because you can use the coins in Mythic. Oh yeah, that's the other thing is.
Oh right, Mythic
at
Plus.
The end of the Mythic Plus, when you get the chest, you can use your bonus roll for the for that. If you didn't get what you wanted,
Or raid bosses or world raid bosses too. Oh yeah, damn.
You can use them for world raid bosses now, though.
Yeah, yeah. But I only have two of them now.
If they're limiting the number of coins you can get per week and increasing the costs, should there not be improved rewards from using one? I mean, logically, if you can use less, or if you can get less, and it costs more, the rewards you get, even if you're not successful, should be better, and it does not look like they are going to be much better. Though, we don't know what 300 artifact power is going to actually equate to.
Yeah, 300 artifact power is kind of useless.
Like, 300 artifact power to me right now as a level 110 is nothing. But if that is increased based on the quasi-artifact knowledge process they're putting in for BFA, that would be different.
Oh, this is going to be something we'll have to see how it plays out.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, 2,000 or 5,000 gold isn't a huge thing to me. So, I'm not too worried. It sucks that we're not gonna... It sucks. The thing that sucks about this change is the fact that I'm only getting 2 coins. The cost is kind of irrelevant to me. What is relevant to me? The State of Fury Warriors. Of course I threw this in there. I made the notes.
Wait, what? You skipped over a bunch of other things. Like the new Warlock summoning animations. That's cool.
Yeah, it is. You can talk about that.
Yeah, because, I mean, they added new summon animations for the Imp, the Voidwalker, the Succubus, the Fellhunter, and even the Fellguard. They did note that there is not for... Oh, what's the other one that I use all the time? I don't even know. But yeah, the Imp, it came out of like this like little green cloud or something, and the Voidwalker, it was like kind of a purpley thing, and I think those animations are cool. They add a little bit to the Warlock kit.
So they don't just sort of materialize into existence?
Yeah, exactly. And they still have the voice, or the sounds that they make when they come in.
Okay.
But there's a kind of a portal thing that they appear out of, or that they pop out of. I think it's really cool.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, those things look really cool, and it made me itch to play my Warlock for like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
But then realized that I won't actually see those animations right now.
Yeah.
So that itch went away pretty quick. So yeah, that was the Warlock stuff. I want to go back to the Fury Warriors.
I'm sure there's Paladin stuff we should talk about instead, right?
Okay.
I think there is.
Not really. So, Wellhead has been doing a great job at talking about the state of each class. They've done similar write-ups for the states of Warriors, Shaman, Rogue, Priests, Monk, Mage, Hunters, Druids, Demon Hunters, and Death Knights. And I think that's it.
Warlocks?
I said Warlocks.
Oh, did you? Okay, sorry.
Yeah. That's all the classes.
You glossed by that so fast that I didn't even realize.
Spoiler, I didn't say Paladin. And honestly, the reason I wanted to talk about this one's about the Fury Warrior write-up that I just happened to see is because I wanted to highlight the fact that Wildhead is kind of doing a whole thing on each of the classes. So if you're curious at all to see what your class is like and what your spec is like come Battle for Azeroth, and you're not fortunate enough to be in the beta to try it out for yourself, go ahead and give those a read, because it's done a pretty good job of summing up some of the changes that we can expect for our individual specs in Battle for Azeroth. For example, they've changed some of the mechanics. They changed the duration of some of the abilities that Fury Warriors use to kind of make it fit a bit better. So, for example, Bladestorm previously was a 6-second channel, I want to say. They've changed that to 4 seconds, which, conveniently enough, makes that fit right inside that Enrage window. So, you're getting the full benefit of Bladestorm within the Enrage, which is really cool. Because previously, you know, you're kind of either going to cancel that after the 4 seconds, after your Enrage dropped off, or just continue Bladestorming until it was done. Either one wasn't great, but hey, it was there. Victory Rush has returned, so that means I can sort of sustain myself when I'm questing or just doing other stuff because I can heal myself again. Blizzard taketh and then they giveth back. Thank you, Blizz.
Yeah, kind of like how Affliction Warlocks lost Drain Soul. And that's what I use all the time to keep myself healed up, where I can tank any sort of like lower bosses without taking much damage at all. Now I have an option of doing either Seed of Corruption. I mean, sorry, not Seed of Corruption. I'm reading the wrong thing. Drain Life to heal myself, or Shadow Bolt. But Shadow Bolt actually does real damage. Drain Life doesn't really do that much damage. So it's interesting. It's probably good for a change for the Affliction Warlocks, but just would change the way I play that class. I still have yet to look at the other Warlock ones, because the thing that I looked at first was Affliction, because that's what I currently play. Not necessarily what I'm going to be playing in the expansion. I think I'll probably hop back to Demonology, because that's what I was interested in at the beginning of the expansion. I just went Affliction because it was a bigger powerhouse for damage.
What I like about this Fury Warrior write-up that they did a pretty good job of summing up the changes, or just summing up what they found good, what they found bad.
Yeah.
About the Fury Warrior changes. So in this case, pros: better talents, cleave, execute, and enrage. Better, faster, stronger in every regard. The cons, being that charge and rally and cry don't feel as though they should be on the global cooldown. So currently they are in beta, which kind of sucks. Stops me from doing my initial opening spiel. I assume that the other guides have similar write-ups.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're Red Paladin. It says, just play an Arms Warrior.
No, it says Red Paladin's removed.
Seriously, though, under Red Paladin's, it says Red Paladin's have received a whole host of changes in recent BFA patches. This is definitely a bit unexpected, but fully appreciated. Arguably, Retribution is shipping up to be in the best place it has been across all expansions. So, hey, that's good news for you, Medros. So that sounds like it's going to be great. Sounds like it's going to be a great time playing Red Paladin for you.
I really need to get on the beta and actually like try them a little bit, because I have not done that, and I really can't legitimately complain until I actually have tried Red Paladin in any significant way on the BFA beta.
So are you telling me that I've played more Red Paladin on the beta than you have?
I haven't had time. I haven't had time. Not an excuse, just a statement.
So yeah, go read those guides, because people have put a lot of work into them, and there's a whole bunch of information in there that will, while it doesn't give you the experience of playing it in the beta and feeling it out for yourself, I think they do a pretty good job of letting you know what's going on.
And that's it for the beta stuff, right?
The only other thing that we hadn't mentioned, we had a note for research options, similar to the Legion Order Hall research. And so this has like another 6 tiers. I don't remember how many there was for Legion.
I think it was 6, yeah.
And just different required levels. So like tier 1 requires level 114, all the way to tier 3, 4, 5, 6 requires you to be level 120 and have other things as well. Yeah, they're just... it seems like random things that either like let you hearth or like let you move around faster. I think there's tier 1 has reduces the cooldown of your hearthstone by 50% when used in Kul'Thras and Zandalar. Or you could take capture the momentum of your recent flight pass, increasing your mounted movement speed by 20% for 5 minutes. So just tier 1 is basically helping you move, get around faster. Either it be you can hearth sooner or hearth again sooner, or you can run after you take a flight path. So that's neat.
Can I just say for the swift landing research ability?
Yeah.
In my head, what's happening is the guy or girl is way too impatient when their flight point mount is getting close to the next point, and kind of just jumps off and starts running. That's the way it works in my head. And Blizzard, if you're listening,
that sounds very warrior-esque.
If you don't actually do that when somebody takes that talent, it's a missed opportunity.
So it sounds like a lot of these are, you know, just things to small conveniences to kind of make things easier, let you get more items or more good cool things. Kind of like what the Order Hall Resources is right now.
Unlike Order Hall Resources, everybody's getting the same choices.
Oh yes, that's right.
So one class isn't getting a random screw it, I'm doing this world quest from here, and that's all I have to say about that ability. I am all for that.
Yeah.
As somebody who can't remember which one I missed out on. It was either the bonus roll or the screw it ability. It's one of those two, and I was very upset at the time when I didn't have it. Now I don't care.
Yeah. Also, it looks like the costs for them is much, much lower.
Yeah.
So tier 6 requires 500 of the war resources and a day of research time. I don't even remember what tier 6 costed in Legion, but I swear it was like 10,000 or something like that.
So it gives us a better indication of the exact cost of the bonus rolls.
Oh, yeah.
So the sixth and final tier for the research options cost 600 more resources?
Yeah.
So that's 100 more than your second bonus roll token is going to cost you.
Or sorry, not 600, 500.
Okay, so it costs the same as your second bonus roll.
Yeah. So those are going to be pricey.
Yeah. I think I'm just paying gold.
Maybe. We don't actually know how much it costs to use them for other things. Like, it just might be to research the tiers is cheaper as far as resources goes.
Yeah, that's true too.
I mean, tier 6 requires 120 and revered with 3 of the Kul'Thras or Zandalar reputations. I don't know what that 120... Oh, to be level 120.
Yep.
But you have to be revered with 3 reps, reputations, mm-hmm. plus the 500. So there's other things that you have to do.
Yeah. Well, cool. Those were the big highlights coming out of the beta and PTR this past week. So I'm sure we're going to have plenty more to talk about in 2 weeks. In the meantime, let's get back to what's going on right now.
All right. This is actually something that came out, I think I got an email about it on Thursday or Friday last week. And that is that there is currently a sale on the gear store. There is some pretty interesting stuff, in the list of stuff on this, it's on sale right now. Up to 75% off certain things. not a lot in the 75% off stuff, but there's a lot more in the 50% off stuff, which is still pretty significant. 75% off, there's some Overwatch shirts, some Blizzard World shirts, and so on. There's a Widowmaker mug, and then in the 75% off category, in the 50% category, I should say, you can get, there's a couple of the Colossal figures, the Arthas and Bastion figures, as well as the Diablo one. There is some books, lots of Overwatch shirts and other clothing, like dresses and such, hats, there's a beach towel, and so on. Definitely feels a lot like they are preparing for a large number of new items to come in the next few weeks for the summer convention season. And, there's the World of Warcraft backpack, there's the Doomhammer replica stand, that's 50% off, Warcraft Legion hat, and so on. So definitely check that out, that's at gear.blizzard.com. It's on sale until the 2nd, so even when this episode comes out, you should still be able to have a few more days to go take a look and see what they have up there, so.
I'm surprised I haven't bought anything yet.
Me too, I figured you'd already know about that, and I already purchased several.
Well, I knew about the sale on Friday, because, like, I was talking about it in our Blizzard channel at work, and then someone pointed out, they're like, oh, how convenient, because the Steam Summer Sale started today, too.
That's a rough time.
Yep. I haven't spent any money on either of those things, because I can't afford to. Yay. Being an adult rocks.
On the upside, next year, I should be going to BlizzCon.
Nice.
Indeed.
Didn't you say that last year?
I don't think so. I think last year I said it, but I probably wasn't going. Anyways, let's talk about our second sponsor, shall we?
Yeah, so our second sponsor are, as usual, the great folks over at Audible. You can get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATABooks2018. That's bit.ly/ATABooks2018. Now over 200,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. Today we're going to continue our trip down the Magnus Chase and the Gods of Asgard series with the Hammer of Thor, the second book. Let's have a listen.
His leggings and tunic were stitched from black fur. A soot-smeared chainmail coat hung loosely on his chest. His black iron helmet had a chainmail curtain around the base, what we in the Viking business call an aventail, completely covering his neck and throat. His features were obscured by a faceplate fashioned to resemble a snarling wolf. Of course a wolf. Everybody in the Nine Worlds loves wolves. They have wolf shields, wolf helmets, wolf screensavers, wolf pajamas, and wolf-themed birthday parties. Me, not so much loving the wolves.
Take a hint, Magnus Chase.
The assassin's voice warbled, modulating from soprano to baritone as if going through a special effects machine.
Stay away from Provincetown.
The fingers of my left hand tightened on the hilt of my sword. Jack, do your thing. You sure about that? Jack asked. The assassin hissed. For some reason, people are often shocked when they find out my sword can talk. I mean, Jack continued, I know this guy killed Otis, but everybody kills Otis. Getting killed is part of Otis's job description. Just chop off his head or something, I yelled.
So once again, that was Magnus Chase and the Gods of Asgard, Book 2, The Hammer of Thor, written by Rick Riordan and narrated by Kieran Culkin. You can find that and over 200,000 titles over at bit.ly/ATABooks2018. And we thank Audible for sponsoring the show.
Absolutely. All right. So the question for last week was, what's your favorite memory from the past 600 episodes of All Things Azeroth?
So Aralina started off and answered the ATA crew serenading me with happy birthday. Also, any episode with a Rathian discussion. We will keep that in mind and talk about Rathian more often, Aralina.
No.
Maybe we should have a Rathian section of the show.
No. Yes. Yes. No. Rathian soapbox.
Nope.
Zephariah said, well, having me on the show the week of my birthday, or week after my birthday, was awesome, but I never got sang to. I'm sorry, Zephariah. I wasn't here, so I couldn't sing. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Frazzly says, my favorite memory has to be the Rathian discussions. That seems to be a popular theme here, Madros.
That is very sad for them, because that's just not going to happen, no.
Can we get, like, a channel in Discord under the games discussion for Rathian discussion?
No, we can't. That is absolutely not going to be happening anytime soon.
Really?
Yes. And if that is created, it'll be deleted.
Okay. Anyway, WikiBH says, the first time I heard Toasty Posty Cans, wait, I am not a tank. Also, winning that mount. Thanks again. Congrats on 600.
All right. And, of course, Ro says the following. I can't name just one, so, one, Shades of Grey's quest to punch a pony in the face and get something in return. Number two, interviewing Grosscrawler. And number three, any opportunity I had to playfully chastise Medros for not raiding. My own favorite memory, of course, is also interviewing Grosscrawler. That was probably the first time I'd heard from anybody at Blizzard that they even knew of the show, to be honest, outside of promotional attempts. So to know, to be responded to on Twitter by Grosscrawler saying he'd love to be interviewed on the show was undoubtedly the biggest event that I can recall in my entire time doing the show. So I was very, very, very happy to be able to do that. So
I'm sad to say I wasn't listening to the show at that point. I think that might have been before I started playing WoW. Maybe I should go back and listen to it. What episode was it? Do you know it off the top of your head?
Not off the top of my head.
Why not? No? Okay.
Because my memory is not that good.
That's fair. You've recorded a lot of episodes, to be fair. I think they might start to blend together after the first couple hundred.
Yes. That does often just blend badly. Yeah, unfortunately, I really just can't even think of what episode that would have been.
Like 322, Grosscrawler and the Fail Blog?
No, I don't. Is this it here? Okay, this is when Grosscrawler
left. The crew interviews Grosscrawler and more.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What was episode was that?
322.
When was that released?
December 5th, 2012.
Oh, that's when I was an irregular listener of the show.
Well, apparently you missed an awesome episode. You should have been listening, man.
Man, remember way before I was with the show when I was like, I'm going to listen to all the episodes. And then I listened to two. I'm like, no. No, I'm not going to do this anymore.
Yeah, it is hard to listen to those old episodes. If it wasn't for people who have, for some weird reason, asked for those to be kept around, I would have deleted all their episodes a long time ago.
Alright, well, our question for next week is, what are your favorite one new professional item are you looking forward to in Battle for Azeroth? I found a hard time choosing, because there were several from the engineering that I really, really liked. First off was the Polymorph Bomb.
What?
Which just sounds amazing.
What?
So it is the organic discombobulation grenade.
Okay.
So you throw a bomb. When detonated, will summon 5 mechanical sheep. Any enemies that come into contact with the sheep will be polymorphed for 20 seconds.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's kind of awesome.
Does that affect people in PvP?
I don't know.
I doubt it. I'm so broken.
Can you imagine popping that in a battleground? That'd be amazing.
I'm not an engineer, so I hope not.
That's your first mistake.
No!
Yeah. So, there's that. I like the sounds of that. But I also like the Mechamogul MK2, which is just basically a goblin version of Mim's head. That looks awesome. And then there's the weapons from engineering. The Precision Attitude Adjuster. And the Magnetic Discombobulator. I like these specifically for the model that they have. It reminds me of the weapon Mechatoric uses every once in a while that we've seen him use in some of his official art. So that looks cool as well. Unfortunately, I don't see a two-handed option for it. So while it looks cool, I'll probably never be able to use it, which sucks. But it's animated and everything, and it looks Looks so good. Give me a two-handed version, Blizz. Anyway, what about you guys?
I don't even know. It'd be probably something alchemy, because that's what my main thing is. But I really don't know. I haven't been keeping up with the profession stuff. It was a trick question.
Well, fortunately, there is a page up on Wowhead called Professions in Battle for Azeroth, and it highlights some of the cool-looking things that come with professions.
You know what's really, really, really sad?
What's that?
When I had pulled up my browser to look at Wowhead, I wanted to type World of Raids.
World of Raids.
World of Raids. Because that's the new site that I used to go look up information before they merged with MMO Champion way back in the day.
Oh, wow. So that's a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get with the times, man.
Right?
Medros, did you have anything from the professions that particularly stuck out to you?
Nope. I haven't looked at any of the profession stuff.
Okay, well, you know what? I threw the link in Discord. You guys pick something out. Talk about it next week.
All right, then. I'll be honest, I have kept myself very uninformed about this expansion. Not even gonna lie. I've kept myself pretty uninformed.
Like, was that an intentional decision this time around?
I don't believe so. I think it was just coincidental. It just kind of happened that way.
Like, I feel like this expansion kind of... it came up faster. I feel like... that's what it feels like to me, anyway. Like, yeah. It seems like very recent where... we can start ordering it. And I haven't even done my pre-order for my collector's edition yet. I really need to do that. But and now it's like 6 weeks away. This really came up fast.
Better get to that.
Yeah, I'll probably do it on Friday.
I've had mine for a while now.
So, since we're not done the segment yet, and I really like this idea, alchemists can craft the BOP champion equipment Potion of Herb Tracking, which has a chance to yield herbs on successful missions. I think that's cool, because then I can get herbs, and I'm not an herbalist on that character. I'm a tailor and alchemist. So being able to get herbs from having that potion on my champions, that's pretty cool. That's my favorite for now.
I think it would depend on the yield for me.
Yeah. One is more than none.
That's true. Can't argue with that math.
And I've always liked the alchemist stone trinkets for the starters, because, you know, it's an easy trinket to get.
Right.
And it's useful until you replace it.
Yeah, that's true too. That's what I used in my warlock.
Yeah.
Back when I played it.
Yeah, I need to look more into what's going to be happening. Clearly.
Mecha Mogul MK1? Really?
I am glad to see that blacksmiths get lock picking back, or lock keys back, lock box keys back. There we go.
I just like the old engineer way of doing it, where you could blow it up. Wasn't that a thing for a bit?
Yeah.
C4 EM charge. Yep.
Give me that back.
Nah.
But engineering is the best profession, so it deserves all the best things.
Fishing has a mount. That's cool.
Okay. They had one this expansion too, didn't they?
Barely fished this time around.
Yeah, I think I fished for maybe the first couple of days. Just off that island off of Dalaran for Vargos rep. And then like quickly lost interest because I wanted to get geared up for raiding.
Alright. Well, let's move along to the rest of the show, shall we?
It's the end of the show.
Well, no.
Emails, voicemails.
We still have shout-outs. Come on, emails, we're not done the show just yet.
Emails, voicemails, we don't have any.
So, my shout-out...
That makes a sad fan.
I'll go first this time.
Oh.
My shout-out, I have two shout-outs. My first shout-out is to Zeph, who had me on her podcast and did a community spotlight last week. It was a lot of fun doing it, and I really enjoyed it. Definitely check that out. My second shout-out is to the Gold Queen on Twitter, who it's her birthday. So, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
How about you, Fan? Dude, I gave you... I did mine first. You have no excuse.
I was going to say, my shout-out this week is going to be to Medros for putting up with me and Toasty for so many episodes.
All right.
And, like, us constantly harassing him.
Creating an Arathian channel that he can't delete because it's read-only.
What? Where is that? I don't even see it.
I made it invisible from Medros.
Oh. You can't make a channel invisible from me. I'm the admin.
Hey, I didn't even create a Arathian channel. I created a definitely not Black Dragon discussion channel.
And I deleted it.
But it was definitely not Black Dragon discussion. Rathion is a Black Dragon, therefore we would definitely not be discussing him there.
Yeah. I don't know why you deleted that, Medros. Like, that was the channel of the future.
If anything, that would have been your preferred channel.
But now, we have to talk about Rathion in the Showtime channel. Sorry, that's how it works.
No, there's not. There shall be no talking about that.
Toasty, do you have a shout out?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to all the people who have been joining the Discord recently, because we've had a whole bunch today. There were a lot of people that joined today, which is cool. So we had Enigma, Liger, and Remgar. Thanks for coming out. Thanks for hanging out.
Yeah, it's great seeing Remgar out there today.
And of course, shout out to our regulars who come listen to the show. Erlina, Gil, Jess, Zeff. It's great hanging out with you guys.
I'm sure Zeff can put a link in the chat room for the episode where I'm featured. So, all right. So I think that's about it. So let's wrap up the show, I guess.
All right. So if you'd like to reach us by voicemail, you can call us at 1-785-ATA-WOW-5 or 1-785-282-9695. You can send emails to show@allthingsazeroth.com. And if you like what we do here, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/allthingsaz. You can find the show over on Twitter at allthingsaz. Medros is at Medros. Fandeth is at Fandeth. I am at ToastyPostyCan. And you can find the network over at Dawnforge. And join our new Battle.net group at bit.ly/bnetata. And please check out the other shows from Dawnforge Productions, including Group Quest, Shattered Soulstone, More Than Megapixels, and Across the Universe.
And we'll be back next week. In the meantime, take care, happy hunting, and we'll see you on the other side of more beta.
Polymorph Bomb.
Sure.
This podcast has been a production of Dawnforge, copyright 2018. Find out more at thedawnforge.com.